The big yarn, as we know, is the Hawthorn racism debacle. And we've Gillon McLachlan last night at 7:45 called it a very quick press conference where he outlined no adverse findings, but left it hanging for the Hawthorn Football Club. And on the line, we have the great Jeff Kennett with us. Morning, Jeff.
How are you?
Very well, Jeff. I could imagine your reaction when you were watching that press conference, like everyone else, when Gillon basically left your former football club hanging and potentially penalties.
Yes, I was surprised and disappointed. The inquiry has concluded without any findings, which is not surprising, but let me not enter into all of that. Let me just go to Gillon's comments. When you find you have an issue in any organisation, you then conduct a review to find out whether that issue is a one-off or whether it is more widely in existence within the organisation. And that's what Hawthorn did. We were told we had a racism issue through the Riolis. One of our board members strongly recommended that we investigate and talk to all former Indigenous players and current and see if the issue was more widespread. As you know, when you're working with Indigenous people, they speak to their own more openly than they do to non-Indigenous people, and that's my experience in working with Aboriginal communities over 40 years. So we appointed a body to hear their stories, to see if the Riolis issue was a one-off or whether it was more widely spread. We had no idea of the results that we were going to get. We were surprised, disappointed when we got the report, and we handed that report immediately to AFL Integrity so that they, with us, could then decide how we were going to handle the accusations that had been made. As soon as we gave the report to the AFL, it was leaked by someone, I don't know who, and that started the firestorm. My issue is simply this. For 11 years as president of the Hawthorn Football Club, I have ensured that the welfare of all our employees and good governance are the two most important drivers for the board. We did what was responsible in order to seek the truth, and the AFL are now saying to us we should not have done so. Now, it's easy in hindsight to say there might have been a better way of doing it, but until we heard the stories of our past and present players, the present players, all who agreed they have a culturally, a good cultural environment in which to work, we didn't know what we were dealing with. And once we got the report, we did what we were bound to do and give it to Integrity. So Gillon has said Hawthorn has brought the game into disrepute. I can't reject that more firmly. We did what any employer would do, whether there's an issue of racism or whether there's financial misappropriation, whether it's an issue of sexual abuse within the workplace. Unless you are prepared to look at the allegations, and if there are any other problems, address them, then you will never, ever seek to have a safe workplace. So I have today written to the commissioners of the AFL. I have asked them to resolve this quickly. I'm happy to make myself available to them individually or collectively, but it is just so terribly wrong to hold an organisation to account for doing what any employer group should do, when in fact they are confronted with an issue that might have wider ramifications.
Well, Jeff, this is for the listeners who didn't hear Gillon McLachlan. This is what he said last night.
That'll be a decision for the General Counsel and or the Commission, but obviously there's a broad range of rules, whether it be conduct unbecoming or bring the game into disrepute or whatever it is. I'm not preempting it, but I'm certainly not ruling that out.
So the words bringing the game into disrepute, Jeff, I mean, that's very strong.
It is, but how could you bring the game into disrepute when you seek to address an issue that's been raised publicly that might have greater ramifications. And that's what we did. The problem in this has been, as you're all aware, is having got that storytelling report to us, it was then leaked. And that started the firestorm. So the AFL Integrity and Hawthorne, having got the report, could not then address it before it was leaked publicly, and that then besmirched the names of three of our former employees, quite unfairly. But the AFL then set up the inquiry. So I'm not going to talk about the inquiry and what it did. What I am concerned about, that Gil McLachlan continues to repeat the line that we have acted inappropriately by trying to establish the truth. Now, whether it's a head of a corporate organisation, or, as you know, in radio land, if you are confronted with an issue that is serious, your employer will seek to find out whether that issue is more widely spread or is just a one-off. So Hawthorne has done what was responsibly done, and I'm very disturbed and upset, and I spoke to Dylan last night. You can't say that Hawthorne acted inappropriately, quite the reverse. It was an act of good governance that sought to find out the truth.
Jeff, good morning to you, and thanks so much for joining us. If the AFL deemed that Hawthorne acted inappropriately and has done the wrong thing here, potentially bringing the game into disrepute, why haven't they sanctioned the club? Are they just washing their hands of this to make it go away?
Sanctioned the club? I don't know how they could have sanctioned the club. On what grounds do you sanction the club? That we tried to establish the truth? Well, that's not a reason for sanctioning the club. How could you fine the club? How can you take points away or draft picks away from the club? I mean, if you want to go through life ignoring and trying not to resolve issues, you're going to get yourself in a lot more trouble. So, as I've said, I've written to the AFL commissioners this morning, and I've suggested to them, based on what Gil has said, if they want to speak to me or speak to anyone at the club or for us to speak to their legal counsel, we're very happy to do it. But I don't like being blamed as a club where I have worked for 11 years, supported for 50 or 60. I don't like being told that we've brought the game into disrepute. We have tried to address an issue that was raised by the Riolis through one of our paper groups. We've done the right thing. We've acted appropriately. You can't... Can I give you one example? Some years ago, when I was first president of Hawthorne, I attended a AFL commissioner's president's meeting. And I was arguing then that I thought the drug rules and the way they were enforced were inappropriate. We, as a president, were not able to be told which of our players had been detected with a drug problem until the third strike. And I argued very clearly that I, as president, wanted to know who my players were that had been so reported, because I wanted to help them get over any issue they may have. I wanted to determine whether the issue within the peer group of that player was more widely spread. One of the presidents at that meeting said, for goodness sake, I don't want to know if my players have got drug issues and drug problems. And a number of the presidents were horrified that a president did not want to know about issues that affected the welfare of their players. I do. Hawthorne does. And when an issue is raised, we have an obligation, an absolute obligation, to try and establish the truth. That we have done. And I just hope Gil's comments yesterday, last night, he will reflect on them. And I hope the AFL and their legal counsel will address this issue quickly, because it is so unfair that when you try and address an issue of behaviour, you're being criticised for doing so, and more importantly, you're being threatened with sanctions. That is not fair.
Jeff, we're getting a lot of text messages, and I think people are confused. I mean, how can an investigation not speak to all parties? Now, yours didn't. Either did the AFL talk to Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan or Jason Burt. Are you is that strange that the AFL's been able to say there's no findings when they've never actually spoken to all parties?
Well, I don't want to get into a debate about the AFL's inquiry at this stage. Can I answer the query that says why didn't our storytelling involve the other players, being the three employees? We had to establish whether there was a case or not, whether any other player had felt that they had been in some way or another abused. And so we didn't conduct an investigation. We actually conducted a storytelling exercise to get from our former players and staff members their experiences. Now, not every player participated in that, and some did. So until we understood whether there were any other players that had been or thought they'd been mistreated, we didn't know where it was going. We had no idea. That's why we handed it to Integrity, as we were bound to do by the code of the AFL, and we were bound to do by a recommendation of the storytelling exercise. But before it was only a matter of days, but before we could do anything about it, it was leaked. And three of our former employees were then severely maligned. They've all denied the so-called allegations contained in those that storytelling exercise. But the AFL Integrity and us didn't have the opportunity to even address them before it went public. And that's when the damage was done. Not our process. It was not. If we had any idea, if you take what's happening at the moment with the federal government and one of the major accounting firms over abuse of taxation information, they knew about it and now they're having a major investigation. We didn't have any information apart from the claims made by the Riolis, and we wanted to see whether it was more widely present or not. So we've acted appropriately. I understand people being confused, but we did not set up an inquiry. We set up a storytelling exercise to understand whether the claims of the Riolis had any merit anywhere else.
Jeff, you mentioned that you spoke to Gillen last night. Do you think this is the end of the matter? Was there any indication from Gillen that there could be further action, that it could end up at the Human Rights Commission?
No, we didn't have that discussion, I don't think. Look, as Gillen indicated in his comments last night, this is a very, very difficult situation. And it will never properly be resolved unless those who make the complaints take it to court, where people can have their cases properly heard and adjudicated upon. Now, whether they're going to do it or not, I don't know. If that is the case, this could go on for some time, which would be a pity for all parties. But you cannot settle these things, and you certainly can't pay compensation for these things unless the facts are established. And that brings you back to the sort of Brittany Higgins case we had in Canberra, where, you know, a campaign was launched before the trial aborted, and then supposedly a large amount of money paid to the individual. It's one thing to make allegations, but if you're going to make an allegation, you've got to prove it up. Now, the inquiry is finished. The inquiry was never going to work, right? So now we're back to almost square one, and that is whether those who have indicated there was inappropriate behaviour want to take it further. My concern is that it's left to others, it's left to the present officers of the AFL and the families and the lawyers. But I'm telling you this, over $1 million, maybe two, has been spent by legal representations for all parties. This has not been a good exercise. My concern now is for Gill to understand that Hawthorne, as the employer, in hearing that we had a complaint from one person, sought to see if that was more widespread in the organisation. When we got the report and we realised there were claims made, we handed it to AFL Integrity so that we could bring a proper inquiry to assess the information and give all parties the opportunity to contribute. We never got that opportunity. The three individuals never got the opportunity, simply because a firestorm was created and we had an inquiry where people took particular positions. Right now, for me, I don't know where this is going. I feel sorry for all those involved, but I also feel very disappointed that the club that I know has very good governance practice, that does worry about the welfare of the players, are being told or suggested that we've brought the game into disrepute. We did what any good employer would do when an issue was brought to their attention.
Jeff, the fallout has obviously will continue. I mean, you've lost your CEO, Justin Reeves. He stepped down a few weeks ago. And like this dark cloud, are you concerned it's going to hang over Hawthorn for a fair while now?
Well, I mean, the issues, the complaints, etc., have got to be dealt with if the complainants wish to do so. Right? That's up to them to decide what action they want to take. I am very much encouraged about what Sam Mitchell is doing with our young group. This was always part of our strategy, to bring together a young group, to grow them together, and within 2 years be then competitive for the next 10 years. And I think most of our members will be supporting Sam and the team. They will be very disappointed, as I am, at what is being said of Hawthorn. But no, we'll get over this in time. But it diverts us all. It diverts the AFL. It diverts Hawthorn from what we are there to do, and that is to play the game of football. And I hope it can be resolved quickly. That's why, as I said, I've written to the AFL commissioners this morning, and I've asked them, given that Gilf has said we might be penalised, I want that matter resolved as quickly as possible. And I don't want to employ lawyers to do it. I want to sit down and have a common sense discussion so we can get that part of the whole issue resolved very quickly.
One last one, Jeff, and thanks again for your time. Andrew Newbolt, he's on the commission. I mean, are you comfortable? He obviously replaced you as president. Are you comfortable with him remaining on the AFL commission?
Well, in the same way that I'm comfortable with the former employees continuing in their roles. I mean, these are allegations. They have not been proven. No one should necessarily stand down because allegations are made. No one has been hurt in terms physically hurt, etc., etc. By that I mean the complainants initially. What are being hurt now are people of good reputation who have not been given the opportunity or have not felt comfortable with the process to be able to put their side of the story. So my simple answer to you is yes. I'm very happy for him to continue. He stood down for a while, as you know, as did the other players. And I know them all well. So yes, I have no complaints about that whatsoever.
Jeff, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Look forward to it. Stay well.